For our final segment on the JX today, we look at an innovative approach to funding for college students. Now, as a parent of a college student myself, any parent of students enrolled in higher education will know the challenges of student loans and the burden of debt. But now there's a new resource for students in financial need that offers a unique twist. Joining the Jefferson Exchange is Ruthie Farmer, founder and CEO of the Last Mile Education Fund. Welcome, Ruthie.
Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us on.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, I understand what an education fund is, but why call it the last mile?
So a lot of scholarships, most scholarships are focused on identifying amazing students in high school and launching them into college. And they tend to peter out over time. Our focus is on students who are in their last mile. So how do we make sure that the students have already made a commitment to college, have the resources they need to finish, get that degree, and graduate?
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you. How did you get started in this? What led you to start this fund?
Well, so I've been in the space working on increasing diversity in technology and increasing the technology workforce for a number of years. And in particular, 2017, one of my longtime students was about to go to an internship at one of the biggest banks in the country and nearly canceled that internship because she couldn't afford a bus ticket from her home state to where her internship was, because those internship opportunities, they don't pay you until you get there. And they assume that you've got, you know, $2,500 to relocate yourself for an internship. And so I was able to solve that for her with the help of her professor and some air miles. And today she's in a, you know, senior position in one of the biggest banks in the country, and she's doing great. So she and I and her professor founded this fund together to make sure that other students who are in that situation have a resource to and a safety net to help them move forward.
What percentage of students would you estimate are in that position?
So if you look at the national data, 80% of students in the bottom two income quartiles won't finish college in 6 or 8 years from starting. So that's kind of the target market of who we're looking at, is those students who have, they've made the commitment, they've gotten halfway there, but maybe they're running into financial challenges in this late stage. And it's a pretty big number. If you just look at women alone in the computing disciplines, it's like 67,000 students. So we're looking at investing very specifically in students in high demand STEM fields, because that's where we've been able to raise the money. But I think this concept works for virtually any field.
So where are you located, and what's the target geographic region of the fund?
So the fund is national. It's available to any student at any U.S.-based institution. We've funded over 8,000 grants across the U.S., totaling close to $9 million now. I'm actually from Oregon myself, so I know the region, and family in Northern California, so I know where you're at. We accept any student from anywhere in the U.S. I happen to be sitting in Boston right now, but I live in Colorado.
Well, I visited your website, and I like one of the points that's being made about the scarcity mindset versus an abundant mindset. You say potential is abundant, yet resources are scarce because they are distributed through an inequitable process. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I think this is something we all know intuitively, but for some reason, when it comes to giving money, people get a little weird and they're like, I got to know my money is secure. But when you go make an investment, you know you're taking risk. So we're approaching this in the same way. By investing in a student who is struggling but striving, we can clear the pathway for them to be successful. And it's a pretty low investment. Our average overall is $1,100 per student. And for them to get to a degree and into a professional job for that tiny amount of money is phenomenal, because we're leveraging all the other money that's been invested in them thus far. So what I'm trying to disrupt is this idea that only super people deserve scholarships, because a low-income student with straight A's is 10 times less likely to graduate from college than a C-level affluent student. So you were clearly losing a lot of high potential talent just by the inequity in the system.
Right. Talent and innovation and skills are not isolated to the upper 1 or 10%. They're spread across our country at all socioeconomic levels. How do you envision a new disruptive system of financing students who are pursuing STEM careers through higher education that emulates what you're doing?
Well, I would love to see us just take an investment approach as a nation, right? So we know that we have a shortage of 700,000 cybersecurity workers. They say they need 1.2 million workers in technology, you know, in computing and programming. And yet we're asking students who are predominantly now low income to take, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 risk on themselves rather than going, we're going to invest. If we have a shortage in a talent area, we should just make those degrees subsidized until we have enough. And we shouldn't be asking the students to take this massive financial risk this early in their lives. And I'd like us to get back to where we were after World War II, where you could have a Pell Grant and a part-time job and actually afford college.
I'm talking with Ruthie Farmer, founder and CEO of the Last Mile Education Fund. So Ruthie, your priority for funding focuses on low-income, underrepresented students of color who are pursuing careers in STEM. How do you know there's enough interest in the STEM sector workforce among this population?
We're funding students who are already in the pipeline. So I've been in this space for 20 years. I've worked at all stages, getting kids into middle school, robotics programs, inspiring kids in high school. So there's a huge engine working nationally to push all kinds of young people into the STEM talent pipeline. But when I found out that 20% is their graduation rate, that's egregious. We're losing so many resources and so much talent by that approach. The demand is there. We have lots of students applying. We're funding about 250 grants each month. What we're trying to do today is make sure that the students who are making that critical choice right now, this month, to decide whether or not they can afford to go back for their next term, you know, with the delay in the FAFSA this year, there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty for students. So we want to put it in their heads that we're here to support them if they need help to get over whatever financial hurdle might come their way this term.
So what are the conditions of repayment?
There's no repayment. It's a gift.
Okay. So what's the criteria regarding which college or university a student is enrolled in, or technical college or community college?
So they can be enrolled at any U.S.-based institution as long as it's an accredited institution. We have a very large fund with Microsoft that is focused specifically on students at two-year, like, technical colleges and community colleges. So that's for students who are in, you know, cybersecurity, IT, network engineering, any of those kind of technical disciplines. We also have a significant amount of funding available for undergraduates who are in their last 4 semesters in computing. We recently partnered with Applied Materials to create a fund for women going into the semiconductor industry, so we've got some dollars there. Our goal is to find all the dollars and get them to the students that need them, so we encourage everyone to apply, because if we don't have money for you now, we're going to try to get money for you.
Well, it sounds incredible. So three questions in succession. What's the range of a typical grant? What can the money be used for, and how can students apply?
So our average grant is $1,100, but our lowest grant is $595. Those we can get to you within a few days with just looking at your application. Our largest grant is $10,000, and that is the maximum you could get over your lifetime. So ranges from $595 to $10,000, or actually our lowest grant is $500. We have a special project there. And then to apply, they just go to our website. There's no deadline. There's no GPA requirement. We encourage all students to apply regardless of their GPA, because we know getting good grades is really hard when you're worried about housing or food. And so everyone should apply. And they can go to our website, which is lastmile-ed.org, and apply. You can also go there to refer a student anonymously, should you have someone in your life that you want to share this with. And the application takes maybe 10 minutes, and we need a LinkedIn profile with a photo, as well as your transcript and FAFSA letter, and that's
Well, that's all the time we have for today, Ruthie. I appreciate this. This is incredible. That's Ruthie Farmer, founder and CEO of the Last Mile Education Fund. You've been listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. That's it for today. Have a great day.